Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
On that note, I'd like you to let us bless the lead shepherd, the chief servant, who is leading the move to cure desert places. I salute you and all our leaders and all our pastors. We thank God for the grace and the opportunity to minister to God's people. We don't take this for granted. Each time we are told to come and speak, it is an opportunity for people to realize the mission that we are here for. The first thing for us to cure desert places, the first thing we are told to do is to teach men how to know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by a definite experience. So which means your father's experience is different from your experience. Your mother's experience is different from your experience. What's my experience with the Holy Spirit? Christianity is boring without the Holy Spirit. Prayer, the Jesus thing will be a real drag. Prayer will be most difficult. Living the Christian life will be most boring. Everything around you will be entertaining. But when it comes to the things of God, you just feel like this is not sweet at all. It's not happening. So today, we're going to partner with a person that makes it easy for it to happen. So my topic is how to know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by a definite experience. Yesterday was so great. Pastor began to teach that the first time the Holy Spirit touched people, it was for creativity. So everyone that says, I have the Holy Spirit, it means that we will see you blasting in creativity. That will become our testimony in 2020. Amen. Let your amen thunder. Amen. Who is the Holy Spirit? We began on the first day of the week talking about the Holy Spirit, that he's a person. And we said to you that if he's a thing, you will catch him and use him. If he is fire, you will take him and use. If it is his dove, you will catch him and keep. If it is water, you will catch him. But if he's a person, you will yield yourself to him for him to use you. There are two different things. The keyboard is just play the keyboard. Reverse it. If the Holy Spirit is the keyboard, you will get him to play. But if he's a person, it means you need to communicate and fellowship with him. It is important for you to have covenant. He's the chief executive of the inheritance of heaven. Everything that the Father has, every promise that you have ever received, everything you read in the Bible, it is the Holy Spirit that is the administrator. It is the Holy Spirit that will execute it for you to see. The Father is the Son. Jesus is the light. The Holy Spirit is the heat. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are together, but the same, but they have different manifestations or different expressions. So everything the Father says, something. He's the speaker. Jesus is what is spoken. The Holy Spirit is the performer, is the executor of what God said. So we need the Holy Spirit, because you can't be born again without the Holy Spirit. He's the one that will convict you. He's the one that will open the covenant to you. That is his job. So how do I get to know the Holy Spirit intimately? Simple, by communion. How do I commune with the Holy Spirit? The first one is acknowledgement. I'm going to play a video for you very shortly. This video was given to me. I couldn't pick what they were saying. So they showed me this video. I want to show you something. How do I communicate with the Holy Spirit while they are trying to put the video? The first one, once I get the video, I will stop talking. The first one is acknowledgement. Okay. I want you to notice. That's artificial intelligence. I want you to notice something. Each time they wanted to give instruction, they will call the name of the thing. When they call the name, the thing will respond. I wanted to use it after my children played this with the tablet. I forgot to call the name. I gave instruction. I just said, maybe my village people have arrived in this place. Why would they call the name first? That's acknowledgement. How do you commune with the Holy Spirit? You acknowledge him. Holy Spirit, please show me what to do. Benihin wrote, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." And "Good morning, Holy Spirit" was on the basis that Catherine Kuhlman said that the Holy Spirit was more real to her than the very human being she is seeing. So Benihin goes, say, if the Holy Spirit is that real to Catherine Kuhlman, Holy Spirit, how can you be so real to me that you are not an abstract that is somewhere that I can relate to you as I will relate to a human being? And he had an encounter, the Holy Spirit. If your pastor or anybody goes somewhere and you're having an event, say, let us acknowledge the presence, and then you mention the person's name. So how do you commune? How do you get to know the Holy Spirit? By to have a definite experience, you must acknowledge him. Holy Spirit, in the middle of four roads, I don't know which way to go, whether I should go backwards, I should go forward. Holy Spirit, I'm at a crossroad. I ask you to show me what to do. The second way you commune with the Holy Spirit is by dialogue. You talk to him, he talks to you. Friends, God wants to converse with us, not just on church matters, not just on things that have to do with prayer and fasting. God wants to talk to you about everything. God wants to talk to you about sex. If you're married, sex with your wife or your husband. If you're not married and you're a teenager and you have this adventure in your head, what is it like? Ask the Holy Spirit. If you hear it from the school, on the school hallway or at the toilet, you hear the wrong one. You're a young man. You can converse with God on any matter. There is no matter that is spiritual and some are physical. As it has to do with God, every matter is spiritual. So ladies and gentlemen, God, he's interested in you. He wants you to succeed. If your physical parents want you to succeed, what about God who created you? So you communicate with the Holy Spirit. One, first of all, is by acknowledgement. The second one is by dialogue. You talk to him, he talks to you. You talk to him, he talks to you. Now, when you are talking with the Holy Spirit, you are talking and you also want him. You also want to hear what he's saying. One of the ways that you can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying is by praying in tongues. Praying in tongues has a way of clearing your ear. It's called sensitivity, making you so sensitive that you can hear. Is praying in tongues has so many benefits. It's not a spiritual exercise. Pastor Ben preaches that say prayer is not just a spiritual exercise. Prayer is doing business with God. So if you want to hear the Holy Spirit, one of the things you must do is that you must use what you have already been given. So we'll be looking at some scriptures. Scripture number one is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Let's look at the benefits of praying in tongues. Because if it is a dialogue, you are talking to him, he's talking to you, it means you need to hear what he's saying to be able to respond. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, New Living Translation. Let's see what the Bible says there. It says, I could read from King James. It says, praying always. I always like us to read together. Praying times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. What does it mean to pray in the Spirit? To pray in the Spirit simply means to pray through the inspirational help of the Holy Spirit. To pray through the ability of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to pray in the Spirit. Most times when we want to pray, we pray with just our head and our minds. That's what makes prayers very difficult. So you get into the place of prayer. You don't know whether to start with in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, or to read your Bible, or to sing a song, or to play from your playlist. So in that confusion, time goes, and then you have to go to work. Should I read my Bible first? All that has been made easy by the Holy Spirit. So praying in the Spirit is when you pray, when you are inspired by the Holy Spirit, and by His help and His ability, you pray. Can He sometimes lead you to a prayer book? Remember, I say it's inspirational. He will inspire you. Even when you take the prayer book we use in church. Remember, we don't get Him to use Him. We yield ourselves to Him because He's a person. So, for Him to use us. When you are praying in the Spirit, what you're doing is that you're yielding your members to the ability of the Holy Spirit. So, it's beyond the intellect. Even when they call you, Chichi, lead us in closing prayer. Say, I don't know how to pray. Yes, you are correct. He said, likewise, the Spirit helps us in all our weaknesses because we do not know how to pray as we ought to. Generally, we don't know how to pray. Now, knowing how to pray, some people say, if I quote a lot of scriptures, I know how to pray. No. Knowing how to pray is that you're praying in harmony with the Holy Spirit. And how do you pray in harmony with the Holy Spirit? It is by conversation. You are talking to Him, He's talking to you back. And some people say, I don't hear Him at all. That's why we're having this discussion now. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. We must rely on the inspiration and ability of the Holy Spirit for us to pray effectively. New Living Translation or Message Bible, anyone, New Living Translation. If I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I am saying. So, which means praying in tongues bypasses your intellect. There's a song we used to sing when I gave my life to Christ. We speak in tongues, Satan is confused forever. I remember that song. So, when you are praying in tongues, your intellect, so it bypasses your brain. It's not coming from your brain. It's not originated from your brain. It is spirit talking to the spirit. The spirit of God inspiring your spirit for things to happen. That's conversation. That dialogue is happening. Now, when you are praying in tongues, does it have any effect on every other area of your life? You will find out as we go on. You know, prayer. There are some times when you pray, you tell yourself, I really prayed today. I prayed. I fired. But some other times you pray, it looks as if you didn't pray at all. If we are to weigh prayer by flying, it looks as if you never left the room at all. So you tell yourself, I didn't pray at all. And sometimes when you are praying in tongues, it looks as if the prayer you are praying is just falling upon you. Just keep praying. You get to a point where you break the friction. And once you break the friction, everything in you is yielded to prayer. When you are praying in tongues, it looks as if nothing, just keep praying. 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 A time comes when you break whatever it is. You break the flesh and then you continue. It was Benihin that said, before he begins prayer, he says, Lord, quicken me that I may call upon your name. Let your fire touch my flesh. Let your fire touch my flesh so that my flesh will submit to the dictates of the Spirit. Everybody say, Holy Spirit, help me to pray today. Let's look at Jude chapter 1 verse 20. When you're praying in the Spirit, what is the science behind it? What are any other translation? Any one you give me? He said, but you, dear friends, must build each other up in your most holy faith, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amplified will also be good. He said, but you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Now look at the science behind it. When you are praying in the Holy Spirit, you are doing two things. One, you are making progress. When you are praying in the Holy Spirit, you are rising like an edifice. When you are rising, what are you doing? You are building structures that will warehouse the anointing to break the yoke when you need it. So you are not just wasting time. When you're praying in the Spirit, what are you doing? It says, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. What does it mean by founded on your most holy faith? The word faith is you are convinced about God. You are convinced about Christ. You are convinced about the Holy Spirit. You are convinced of your faith. So when you are praying the Holy Spirit, more conviction is coming. When you're praying in the Holy Spirit, the lies you believe are giving ways to the truth. So praying in the Spirit is very beneficial. So let's take one or two or three things. Four reasons or three reasons, as time will permit me, why I should pray in the Holy Spirit. Remember, as you're praying the Holy Spirit, you're clearing your ear. Your ear is clearing for you to hear better. If you have things inside your ear and I'm talking to you, you won't hear what I'm saying. But when those things are off and I'm talking to you, you can hear. So as you're praying the Holy Spirit, you're rising higher. You're rising higher. You're rising higher. Then the person you are conversing with, when he also tells you, you will hear what he's saying. So the first reason why a believer who wants to hear God, who wants to maintain a communication with the Holy Spirit should pray, is actually found in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, Message Bible. Why should we pray? So that this is how you commune, this is how you get into that intimacy with the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, Message Bible. No one else does. For you are sharing intimacies just between you and him. The first benefit is that you and God are sharing intimacies. When you are praying in the Spirit, when you are praying in tongues, remember, you are communing with the Holy Spirit. You are interacting, you are fellowshipping, you are having dialogue. As you are doing that, he pours to you what is in his heart. He shares what is in his heart with you. You share what is in your heart with him. Both of you are sharing intimacies. When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he told only one man, shall I hide from Abraham the things I'm going to do, seeing that he will great and he will command his children to follow me? Am I communicating? Now, he says, anybody who sees me will die. And then Moses says to him, I would love to see you. He said, anybody who sees me will die. Listen to what he says. I said, but I will hide you by the side of the rock so that when I pass, you will see my backside. Ladies and gentlemen, whether I see your back or I see your fight, the most important thing is that I saw you at all. God has secrets. No wonder the Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. Then you will have something to say. You can give us that scripture. That's Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place, that's the New King James. You have nothing to say to your generation if you're not sharing intimacies with God. My husband always tells me, if you hear it when CNN or whatever network is broadcasting it, you're already late. Some people are hearing it before it comes. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So God has a secret. God is sharing his secrets. Now, verse 2 tells you what will happen to the person. Then I will say of the Lord, in the secret place you come into, he shares his heart with you. He tells you his plan for Nigeria. He tells you his plan for Africa. He tells you his plan for the next generation. On Sunday, I said to the people who I was speaking to, I said to them, those days where we hand God over, we hand him a prayer petition and then we ask him to just approve it, is gone. Let's do it another way. What are you doing so that I can partner with you? Because if our governor has something he's doing in this land, everybody who is coming to partner. I want to partner with you in this area. I want to partner with you in this area. Even when you talk about all of them are reading the sustainable development goals to know how to partner with what is happening. What are the problems in the world? Okay, if these are the problems, how do we bring the solution? God is the governor, the president of the world. You need to know what is in his heart so that you can partner with him. That's what praying in tongues does, praying in the spirit. He reveals what he has to say about fashion. Every year they have a color. They say this is the color of the year. Go to James chapter 2 and verse 4 and see the person's name. No matter how you cry and say you cry and cry and cry, we say open James chapter 2 verse 4, you won't see the person's name. The Holy Spirit knows where that person is as we speak. What that person is doing, he knows the person's address. Even if you take Alexa or you take, Bixby, or you take Siri doesn't know anything. It knows only the thing someone put in there. But when it has to do with God, he knows where this person is. When you travel tomorrow, what knows? Why don't we partner with him as we are praying in tongues? He will say, this is my heartbeat. Look at the prayer I'm praying this year. I say, God, you are the producer. You wrote the script. I want to act what is in your heart. You are the one that is dreaming. Let me be an actor in your dream. If you run ahead of God, you go run. No need. It's better. And I'll be acting out your script. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we share intimacies with the Holy Spirit. Let me make a little diversion. My prayer is that we get to a point when we don't come to church because we want God to help us solve problems. No. We don't come to church because we want breakthroughs and miracles and signs and wonders. We just simply come to church because we are hungry for Him. We just simply come to church because we are thirsty. We just simply come to church because we want to know Him more. So it's no longer about I have to. It's now I want to. They're not the same thing. When will Christianity stop being I have to come to church. I have to pray. They have to wake me in the morning. One of my children said, they interrupt our sleep for us to go, and I'm looking this way. For us to come and pray. It's no longer I have to. It's now I want to. It comes out of a place of hunger, out of a place of intimacy. So you come to church, the usher that day is in a bad mood and then treats you very shabbily. You don't take your car key and say, I was even thinking about how to leave this church. Thank you for helping me. No, it's a different case altogether because of the place of intimacy. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to talk with you. And also hear you when you talk to me. The second and the last point that we're going to share about hearing and communing with the Holy Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit, is unlocking mysteries. The mysteries of life, the mysteries of the new decade is locked up in the Holy Spirit. And how do you know it? Let's go to every spirit. The mysteries of life is in the Holy Spirit. Bring it in. Okay, we'll just go with what you have. Asking God, the glorious Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. The more we grow in knowledge of God, the more we grow in grace, the more we grow in peace. The more we grow in the things of God, the more we grow in our effectiveness in life. Then the next, he said, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with illumination so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called. Bring it amplified. So we're going to pray shortly. Amplified. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. Let me tell you what the devil goes for. The devil goes for my heart and goes for your heart. Guide your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issues of life. Whatever it is you will become is already in your heart. When I'm talking about your heart, I'm not talking about the one that Dr. Hijie will see. I'm talking about your spirit. It's somewhere. So you need that place to be illumined. They're not the same thing. To know and to understand. To know is to have knowledge. To understand is to have experience. So you can know something and not understand it. You can know the culture of family and not understand the culture of family. You can know the Holy Spirit and not understand it. It's one thing to be born again. It's one thing to have an encounter with God. So that you will know the hope to which He has called you and how rich is His glorious inheritance in the saints. New American Standard Version. New American Standard Version. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints. Okay? The next verse. The idea that I want to live with you is the word enlightened. There are mysteries in the world. There are mysteries on how nations are governed. There are mysteries of life. There are mysteries. There are things that are too deep for human mind to understand. It is the Holy Spirit that unlocks those mysteries. You know, sometimes we tell ourselves that we are very, very progressive. I understand you. I don't want to be progressive to the point I progress myself out of the benefits and the things that God has given to us. We live in a season where people have an interpretation for everything. I'm talking about an aha moment. It takes the Holy Spirit to come to an aha moment. True leadership, it is bringing answers to tables. If you are leading anywhere, what you are doing is actually bringing answers to the table. You come to a point in life when you are asking questions, things are happening, you don't know how to bring those answers. How do I bring the answers? Ask the Holy Spirit. By the time you are praying in tongues, by the time you're praying in the Spirit, the Spirit has never conceived. I have never seen, ear have never heard, neither has it entered the heart of man. The things that God has planned for those that love him. He didn't stop there. He said that it has been given to the Spirit. And we have also been given the Holy Spirit that we might know the things that are truly given. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to lead us to pray. Some of the answers that you are waiting for. I don't know whether it happened to you before. You were in prayer. You were just praying in tongues. All of a sudden, you just got to know what you're going to do about something. It happens to me very often. Sometimes I'm trying to say, how do I arrange this? How do I reorganize this? You just pray in the Holy Ghost. As you're praying in the Holy Ghost, the picture just runs through your heart. Wow, that is the aha moment. Sometimes you come to a place of confusion. The only problem we have is that we remember the Holy Spirit last. You have already wasted your time. Stress yourself. Ask Alexa. Ask Cyril. Ask Bisbee. Ask Shango, ask Romana, ask Babette comes. His son becomes 226. You don't know the one to pick. You can't run life by tumbon, tumbon, bas, calabar. You can't run life by bobon, tab, bobe. You have to run life by the mysteries, and it is the Holy Spirit that unlocks mysteries. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to stand on our feet, and then we're going to just pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to commune with you. How many of us who want to unlock mysteries will continue tomorrow? Shall we just lift up our hands and first of all bless him? Just bless him. He knows the way through the wilderness. He knows the way through the wilderness. Living a successful Christian life is no longer a mystery. The Holy Spirit has the answer. The first day my husband walked into my office, I didn't know it was my husband. I didn't like him too. Oh, la barabazaradaya. Holy Spirit, show me what you are doing so that I can partner with you. First of all, just bless him. We have very few time and then we're out of the hall. Just bless him. Just bless him. Just bless him. Just the Holy Spirit, you have the mysteries of life. So I'm just going to commune with you. I'm just going to converse with you so that you can help me solve the mysteries. The mysteries about my job. The mysteries about should I relocate out of Nigeria? You have the answer. Anything I don't understand, I can unlock them in the presence of God. So everybody, let's just begin to now. Let's just, choir, do you want to help us at all? If you can, let's just pray in that. Pray, just pray in the Spirit. If you're here, you don't pray in the Holy Spirit, just ask him, Holy Spirit, I just ask you. If you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, just say, Holy Spirit. If you... I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, inspire me with your help and your ability and your strength so that I can pray according to your ability. I want to pray in your ability. Hold on. Holy Spirit, I want to pray in your ability. Pray. I ask you to help me. Is that easy? Is that just like they were talking to Alexa? Call his name, acknowledge him, talk to him. Oh, la baba, la daya baba. Hey, Lord, you are worthy. 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 I don't want the song to just take it over. I just want you to just acknowledge him and then rely on his strength and his ability. Believe him. Holy Spirit, I want to build myself up. I want to make progress. I want to rise like an edifice. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and help me. Help me to pray. Help me to pray. So let's just pray. Hey! Oh, balada, balada. If you're here, you're having challenges with your prayer life, it's time to ask him to help you. It's that easy, just like we're watching Alexa. It's that easy. Thou art welcome. If you have a challenge when you open the Bible, you don't know where to go to, just ask the Holy Spirit for fresh one baptism, several infilling. Fill me until I overflow. Fill me, I want to overflow. Holy Spirit, help me. When I open my mouth to pray, I don't know where to start. We're going to unlock mysteries very soon. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, that welcome in this place. For in your presence there is healing divine. No other power can heal us but thine. I want to unlock mysteries. Holy Spirit, that welcome. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Fresh Christian experience. Fresh prayer life. Fresh prayer life. Fresh encounters with you. There are answers. Holy Spirit. Hey. 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 Oh, Holy Spirit, move me now. Oh, make my life whole again. Would you take the time to come and see my friends? Now just go by yourself. I'm not your cheerleader. Just go by. So teenagers, now it's time to ask the Holy Spirit for fresh fire. It's time to ask the Holy. I want to share intimacies with you. I want to share intimacies. I want to share intimacies with you. Oh, hold on. Hey! Fresh prayer life. Spirit, just make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
So Lazarus, right on Jesus, give us your aid until we are wet and we are soaked in the starring. It is raining give us glory. Until we are wet and we are soaked in the light.
Everybody like one choir, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Everybody like one heavy choir.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.